KSDK TV in St. Louis reports the governor's staff members, including Policy Director Kayla Hahn, started looking at options before an August right-to-work ballot measure was rejected by voters. The TV station says it obtained nearly 80 pages of often redacted documents through an open records request that spells out the plans. KSDK reported that one day before the August election, Hahn emailed Parsons Chief of Staff Aaron Willard to discuss how municipalities in other states have passed local right-to-work statutes. 9 days after the ballot measure was defeated, Governor Parson told reporters at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia that he would not make right-to-work a priority before the first of the year, saying, "The voters have spoken." Right-to-work laws prohibit the practice of requiring workers to join unions as a condition of employment. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.